Pacifico, Bill Henry.
Good evening, my name is Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I'm very proud to represent Citizens Auxiliary Police tonight in filling in on a Phil Henry show.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action. It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers,
or the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state law.
Thank you very much, and welcome to this edition of Phil Henry Show. I'm Jay Sanis, and we do thank you very much for joining us here. We are filling in on a Phil Henry show here tonight as a way of taking advantage of these offer, you know, as Mr. Henry gave us a chance to come in here and be a part of his program. And forgive me for one moment, I've got a problem trying to get some of these different slides and things. I do know that I have with me tonight Mr. Leonard. I know you're going to help out Robert Leonard, correct?
Yeah, I'll try and do what I can, Jay.
And I do thank you very much for being here, Robert. Also, I think we will have Margaret Gray on the phone. I don't think she's here in the studio tonight. At least I have not seen her. And Mr. Dickman, I think you'll be giving me as much of assistance as I need, correct?
Well, yeah, Betsy told me to.
But I can tell both of you gentlemen right now, it's probably not going to be very necessary to do that. Although I'm not feeling all that good physically. I'm probably a little bit nervous. I'm having a hard time breathing.
Well, I mean, if you need to go home.
No, I can assure you I won't need to go home, but I am having a bit of a problem sort of collecting my thoughts and my breath because I've never done this before. I'm in law enforcement. You know, that's what I do. I don't do a radio program. My entire life has been spent, well, most of my life has been spent in one form of law enforcement or another. I wanted to get in tonight to why the Citizens Auxiliary Police was formed, what the Citizens Auxiliary Police is, the founder of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, someone that we hold in a very high regard, Major Elvis Newton, and also, of course, command structure, tactical squads, strategic, and a lot of the tacticals, what we call the spread. Which most officers, police officers, are listening tonight, know what the spread, and a lot of police officers listening tonight, I know, consider me to be some kind of a fairy, and that's okay. That's all right. You know, I'd rather you think of me as a fairy than, you know, well, it doesn't really make, what I was going to say, I hope you think of me as a fairy and not the criminal, but I hope you also think of the criminal as some kind of fairy too, but that really doesn't help catch a criminal. But what I'm saying basically is, I don't care what you think about me as long as you're getting a job done. Phil Henry asked me to fill in so we could talk about law enforcement. First thing I want to do is talk a little bit about me. I come from originally, I was born in Western Pennsylvania in the Pittsburgh area. And I was raised in the Baltimore area, as you probably can tell from a very distinct, what some people call Baltimore accent. I did not notice that I had one until I came west to California as a young man. But a lot of people do have told me.
No, I just say a lot of people told me.
Say that again.
Well, just say a lot of people have told me.
A lot of people have told me. You're absolutely right. A lot of people have told me that my Baltimore accent is almost, you can't even really notice it. You can't notice it hardly at all. It's very blended. It's blended into the California accent very, very well. There's only one word that I do have a hard time with while people do notice is accent. How often do you say the word accent, you know?
What word is that?
Accent.
But if you got a Chinese accent.
Oh, accent.
Yeah, that's right. If you had a Chinese accent.
Not a lot of people have that, except for the China people.
That's true. Which, by the way, gets me to a statement I want to make about the movie. There was a movie, I don't know how many of you, this is, by the way, the Phil Henry Show, and my name is Jay Santos, Other Citizens Auxiliary Police. There was a movie that was on Phil TV in HD earlier this evening on Phil TV in HD. I guess that's sort of redundant, but on the TV channel that Phil has on his website, there's a movie. It's called, I just want to remember the name of this because it was quite entertaining. It's called The Kung Fu, The Kung Fu Dragon.
It's called The Red Dragon of Kung Fu.
No, it wasn't.
All right, whatever.
It was called, it's called The Red Dragon of Kung Fu.
That's exactly what I just said.
That's what he said.
Yeah, but,
That's exactly what he said. He called it The Kung Fu Dragon?
No, I call it The Red Dragon of Kung Fu.
Yeah, The Red Dragon of Kung Fu. And thank you very much, Robert. That's exactly what it's called, The Red Dragon of Kung Fu. And we were watching this Kung Fu movie, and I was saying to these two young men here, it's very funny how impressed people are with a Kung Fu and how easy it was, at least for myself and other members of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, to pick up on a Kung Fu and use it in day-to-day, just day-to-day, walking down the street.
What's day-to-day?
I'm sorry?
What is day-to-day?
What's day-to-day?
No, it's day-to-day, every day.
Oh, day-to-day.
Right. When you're going day-to-day, when you go day-to-day walking up and down the street, and you're doing a patrol, and you want to make sure that the houses are all secure, you want to know some martial arts and some self-defense technique. Well, that's why a lot of my men in Citizens Auxiliary Police have taken what we call the Foo, or they take a basic Kung Fu lesson, or the Foo.
You call that Foo?
Yeah, that's what you call people that are stupid.
Oh, man.
Okay. All right, I'm sorry. That was very funny. No, I don't call it the Foo as in stupid people. I call it Foo as shorthand for Kung Fu.
You say Foo.
No, I don't say that. I say, fool. Hey, you fool. Like, if I was going to say, hey, fool, why don't you learn some foo? See?
I can see the difference.
Right. I would not say, hey, foo. Hey, foo, you want to do some foo? That's...
It almost sounds like a drug or something. You know, if you think about it, hey, foo, you want to do foo?
I guess. I don't know. It's kind of a silly thought, but I suppose you're right. This is Jay Santos of Citizens Auxiliary Police. So that's what I'm trying to say to you, that when we started doing foo, which is Kung Fu, and we started to use it in Citizens Auxiliary Police, it come in handy for a lot of, not just criminals, but if we encountered individuals and we wanted to enter their residence because we felt that there may be a compromising situation going on there. It could be a videotape, could be a pair of underwear, could be a toothpick, it could be a hand, just a hand placed in the wrong, in the wrong way. It could be a smile, it could be a shirt, it could be just a swap of paint on the wall that's not supposed to be there. It could be a foot that's just tippy-toed instead of just laying flat. All these things in law enforcement is things that we look at day-to-day, every day, make sure that we're out missing nothing. So we're going to be talking about that tonight here on a world-famous Phil Henry Show. My name is Jay Santos. This is the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and what we're going to try and do is go out every break, just a little bit of this music. If you can turn up the other music, though, too, Dan, and just want people to have a feeling, get a feeling of what we're all about here on Phil Henry Show, Citizens Auxiliary Police. We're also going to be talking with Major Elvis Newton. It's a very, 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 it's a very, 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 very rare. I'm trying to say it's a very, 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 very rare.
You're trying to say it's a very rare?
That's exactly right. It's very rare.
It's a very rare treat.
Very rare treat. Major Elvis Newton later on here on Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome to the Phil Henry Show. In just a moment, ladies and gentlemen, we will be talking to Major Elvis Newton. Yeah. All right.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action. It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers,
or the citizens' auxiliary police.
These are the stories of the men whose training, skill,
that's
and courage
right.
have enforced and preserved our state law.
And that's what we try to do every day with the citizens' auxiliary police. I'm very happy to be here with you this evening and talk to you about it. I'm also joined here on our newsmaker line by Major Elvis Newton. Major Newton was the founder, I guess you could say is the founder, and will always be the founder of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Major Newton, along with his wife, Eleanor, who founded the Citizens Auxiliary Police in 1996. And it is a great pleasure and a great honor to bring on Major Elvis Newton. Major Newton, how are you, sir?
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm very good, and I'm very grateful that you asked, or that I asked you, and you consented to come on a program.
I wouldn't miss it.
Major Newton, if you could tell us very briefly how Citizens Auxiliary Police got founded. I'm a little bit nervous talking to you.
Well, you're one of the very loyal founding members of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Without you, there would be no Citizens Auxiliary Police. So we're grateful to have you, Jay. And I think you should take your bows. There's no question.
Well, I thank you, sir. I remember the day that you had told me that you'd had a vision for a Citizens Auxiliary Police. You want to tell us about that day?
I certainly do, Jay. I was in my home. Jay, you and I live a few doors down from each other. I'm in the cul-de-sac there on Wisteria in Hawthorne.
That's correct.
And I had been watching a rerun, I think, of ABC's Superstars of Sports. It was a sort of a ridiculous television show where they had athletes, baseball players riding bicycles, and sports car race drivers running a 100-yard dash. And I was depressed looking at it and thinking, what had happened to the world? And I looked around our neighborhood, and I knew there were people that were taking advantage of my property. They were... Hold on for a minute.
Are you all right, sir?
Yeah. I had something go in my throat. I had something actually enter my mouth and go and hit the back of my throat. I'm all right now.
All right, sir.
So I remember the kids in the neighborhood were cutting across my property at the corners and stepping all over the strawberries that we planted. And I remember my cat was tossed over a clothesline, and I felt like things...
Sir, you sound like you might be gagging up, or...
No, I'm okay now. I felt like things were getting out of control, and so I remember sitting back in my chaise, and the lights were low, as they usually are in the house on Saturday afternoon. Eleanor and I had been chain-smoking Pall Malls, and you could smell the cigarette smoke clinging to the drapes. And you could see the slight glow of a cigarette butt burning down in an ashtray in a darkened room. And it is then that I sent Eleanor out for another carton of cigarettes, and I sent Tom Bluey. You remember the little boy from next door?
I do, yes, sir.
I sent him over to you, and I said, bring Mr. Santos, bring him now. And he hesitated. I said, and I forgive me, Tom, if you're listening right now. Tom is now a man who's moved out of the state. He went to work for the post office, and we haven't seen him. But I said, damn you. I said, damn you, Tom, go get Mr. Santos. And he just scrambled out of the house and came back with you.
That's correct. I remember a little Tom came over to the house and said, Mr. Newton wants to talk. And I remember when I went to your home... you were there in your chair, and I asked if I could turn a light on. You said no.
I didn't want any lights on. I didn't want to be seen, and I didn't want to see you. I didn't want the moment to be ruined, because in my mind, I saw a new kind of security force that would, through its wit and through its charm, through its manner of dress and through its familiarity with the neighborhood, would be able to insinuate itself into every social and legal
That is correct. A lot of people ask about that uniform, and the reason why we wear that is because it's very comfortable. And
it's comfortable, but it also, it's nothing that's going to draw stares.
Not at all. Not at all. And we go out on Saturday nights. Now, the first, I remember the very first patrol, it was Operation Stealth Co., and you had named it after the stealth bomber and a department store.
Yes, I named it after May Company, Mayco, and the department store May, and I liked that, and then the stealth bomber, just because it sounded good, Stealth Co. I wanted it to sound like a store you could open, maybe with spy equipment, I don't know, but Operation Stealth Co., as you remember, Jay, had you, we were looking for peeping Toms.
That is correct.
And you found several of them. Now, they were working for the Citizens Auxiliary Police, but it was the beginning of us learning our craft.
Well, that's true, because what I did, folks, is I went around each neighborhood. I had on a camera, and I had it taped to the top of a helmet, and I would just go up to the windows, and I would video inside the bedroom, make sure there was no activity going on that would lead someone to want to go look in a window. And when we did finally find guys that was looking in the window, they was all Citizens Auxiliary Police.
That's exactly right, and it went according to plan, didn't it?
I think that's what you tell me.
No, believe me, it did. That's what I wanted. I wanted our own guys to be looking in those windows because I wanted to know that we'd scared the bad guys away, and the only individuals left that were peeping in windows and getting their sick, sick, perverse jollies were at least guys that we knew, you see? And so it was. It's almost like Scientology. You know that you're surrounded by freaks, but they're in your income bracket. Do you understand? Do you see? Do you really see? Do you feel? Do you know, Jay?
Yes, I do. I do, Major Newton. I really do.
Yes, you see? So, in other words, he may be a sick, twisted freak, but he's someone that...
He's my twisted freak.
Well, he's my twisted freak. But again, if I can turn that guy,
Citizens Auxiliary.
Citizens Auxiliary policeman, if I can turn him into, at least if I can recognize him as a sick, twisted, perverted degenerate, then I know. That I'm drawing my guys from a similar class of people, then I know where to find him. I know how to track him down, and I can turn him into a good cop. If I can't turn him into a good cop, I can at least turn him into a cop who also is a degenerate, but can separate those two things. And I think that's what people misunderstood.
Major Elvis Newton is my founding, he's my friend. Well, he is my friend, but he's also my guest. That's what I was trying to say. And he's a founder of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and he's my friend. And we're talking about when the Citizens Auxiliary Police was founded. The very first operation we started was Stelco, where I went around with a camera taped to my construction helmet, and we were looking for Peeping Tom. And basically what we got was the camera sticking. We had the camera in a bedroom window. And I know all that stuff has been sequestered by you, correct, sir?
Yes, I have that. And, you know, when I say have it at my home, you get the smart smirks and the people who laugh and go, oh, uh-huh, and cluck their tongues. No, no, you people have no idea. You have no idea. I have that material, yes. I've never once opened up those cassettes or looked at them. They sit on a table, and I walk around that table. Yes, I do. And I look at that table, and I look what's on that table, and I chain smoke, staring at that table, knowing that in those boxes are tapes, videotapes of women getting undressed and using the toilet in our neighborhood. People I know. People that you know, Jay. I think one of them is your own wife, Babette.
It's my understanding, because I think they found Gleason, and Gleason had a couple of cassettes worth when they finally dragged him away.
Yes, they did. So every day I walk around those tapes. And
Hold on for a minute here, Major Newton, as we continue. Major Elvis Newton of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. My name is Jay Santos, and is this any good? Or?
Yeah, it's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay, so we'll be right back here as we fill in for Phil Henry night here on the Phil Henry Show, the Citizens Auxiliary Police Show.
And so you know we've got cassette tape of your wife and daughter.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And it's everything I can do, everything I can stand, not to bust those out and watch them on a lonely, on just a lonely Saturday night.
This is Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Thank you very much for being on here on a radio with us tonight. And Phil Henry, we're filling in for Phil Henry, and we are very appreciative of the opportunity to fill in for Phil Henry. And we have on the phone Major Elvis Newton of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, the founder of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And Major Newton, during the commercial break, I was talking to Mr. Northcraft about the movie Zero Dark Thirty.
What is that?
Zero Dark Thirty.
Oh, the film about Bin Laden. Yeah.
You're right. And you're familiar with that movie, right?
Oh, yes. Everyone in the Citizens Auxiliary Police is required to see that. And have you seen it?
I have not. I will see it now that I know. I didn't know.
You didn't know it was required?
No, I did not, sir.
Well, it is, and I'd like you to see it. Let's hold on for just a minute, Jay, okay?
Yes, sir.
Let's go ahead and flag that guy down, Billy.
The guy down there?
Yes, there's someone just... It's very funny, Jay. We're sitting here, clearly marked Citizens Auxiliary Police. We have the magnet sign.
Yes, sir.
And someone with all the brazenness, you wouldn't believe it, just sailed right by and did not even give us any the respect of acknowledging that we were here, so... Let's go ahead and flag him down, Billy, okay?
Yes, sir.
Billy Pyvel is with me tonight here, Jay.
Billy's a good one.
Yes, he is.
Sir, you're going to make a traffic stop?
We'll do a flare drop. What we're going to do is a frontal flare drop. And the reason why we're doing frontal flare drop is because we can't do a traffic stop because we've gotten into some legal difficulties with the blue lights that we've used, and
well, those blue lights, just so people know, we bought those. I got those at Orchard Supply.
Yes, and they were supposedly standard issue, but apparently not. The police don't get their blue lights from those.
Well, I know they don't get them from Garden Supply Place.
No, they don't get them from Garden Supply Places, but you can. I thought the bulb was the blue bulb that's used.
Apparently not, though, huh?
No, apparently not. So. We were, had to stop using those, but what we do now is the frontal flare drop.
And what this is, folks, is they will race ahead of the individual, and they'll drop flare, and then the individual gets flared in, right?
Yes, the flare in is when we drop the flare so that it looks like the lane is getting skinnier and skinnier until the flares meet in a sort of a pyramid, and there's no further that you can go. So we're pulling over right now. Billy is going to get the flares out of the back. They're in the big case there, Billy.
In this one here?
Yes, that's it. Now open that up.
Yeah.
Okay, be careful. I don't want you to burn yourself.
I'm talking with Major Elvis Newton, and Billy Pyvel is with him. Billy's one of our sub... Billy's a sub-sub commander, isn't he?
Billy is a level 3 sub, which means he's basically a sub-sub-sub commander. And he will, hopefully, with training and with... a more of a decent outlook on life, and he begins to, look at life in a cleaner and more decent way. Okay, Billy, just go ahead and break that flare off.
Like this?
That's it. Very good. Now begin to do the flare drop. Well, he just went by.
So the motorist you're trying to track down?
Yeah, he just sailed right by us. So we're going to... All right, come on. Come on.
What are you doing, man?
Get back in the truck. What we have to do now, and it's good that we're doing this here, Ajay, we have to get back in the truck now and go ahead of this guy and flare drop him again.
All right, so this happens a lot of time, people, just so you know. If we want to flare drop somebody, you go ahead of them, and you do what's called a frontal flare drop. Well, what happened here is Major Newton along with Billy. Billy's at level 3.
Yeah, that may be it. You're doing fine, Billy.
But I did something bad.
You didn't do anything bad, no. Go ahead, just get us the hell out of here. Just turn on the engine. There you go. That a baby.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it.
And to tell Billy for me that it's okay.
Jay says everything's fine.
Hey.
And Billy will get us. Now, you need to get us ahead of that. See right there? That's a blue Mitsubishi sports car. You see that?
Yes, sir.
I want you to get way far ahead of him so that when we get far enough ahead, we drop the bush.
And Major Elvis Newton, sir, so let's talk while you and Billy try to get ahead of this blue Mitsubishi, which, by the way, do you want me to send out a call?
It would be good if you could get on the radio and just give me some backup.
All right, hold on, folks, for just a moment. Roger, Roger, Wilco and out. Roger. Yeah, it's Jay Sano, says 61.4. Got a 31, 31, and 12 and a half. Gauge 2, yeah. Meet him up, down, meet him up and down. All right.
Hey, what Jay was doing, well, you can explain to people.
What I was using there was what we call Citizens Auxiliary Police, you know, code talk, where you do a lot of numbers that don't mean anything. But people, you know, our Citizens Auxiliary Police officers will hear that.
Yes, and they'll deduce that someone needs help, which is me. And they already know that because they know that I'm with Billy tonight.
I understand it, sir.
All right, so we're racing ahead to get ahead of this Mitsubishi. Ah, there we go. We just went by the Mitsubishi, and I'm looking at him now.
You shook your fist.
I just shook my fist at the kid. I'm laughing, Jay. I shook my fist at this guy because I want him to know no way is he going to outfox us.
All right, we're with Major Elvis Newton. Major Newton, we were talking about the Navy SEALs and everything that they do, and how we got a lot of ideas from Navy SEAL, but you feel he got a lot of idea from us.
Well, I do, Jay. I feel that the Navy SEALs, when they were formed back in, well, we were formed in 1996, and the Navy SEALs were formed probably before that, but that doesn't mean they didn't get ideas from us, because the things they do are eerily reminiscent of things that I wanted us to do. For instance, the way they would sneak in and under the cover of darkness, and just the way they sneak around. I've always seen that as a hallmark of the Citizens Auxiliary Police methods.
So you talk about sneak around and everything?
Well, the sneak around, the creepy crawl, which is what Charles Manson called it, and I certainly don't want to. I don't want anybody thinking that we're taking our influence from Charles, though there are some things that Manson did that we have studied in our own way. We don't do them the way he did them. We're not going to, you know, kill a grocery clerk or but what we like to do is creep, you know, just, I shouldn't even have brought up Manson.
Stick with the SEALs, because I think the SEALs is what you want to say.
Well, I do want to say the SEALs, but the SEALs, we feel, were influenced by us, and here's why I say that. The way they creep, the way they just creeped in on Bin Laden, that's number one. They didn't announce themselves. They just kicked in the doors. Now, I know that it was a military operation, and you don't have to announce yourself if you're in another country and you're not a police officer, you're a soldier. But I've often felt that this has always been the weakness of our police. Are we not soldiers in a war against crime? Don't they say that?
They certainly do, sir. They certainly do.
Exactly. And yet they don't let us act like soldiers. So I feel when we went into the crime-fighting business, if you will, we were soldiers against criminals, and I see the SEALs doing the same thing. The fact that they wear those goggles, I wanted our guys to put goggles on. Now, the goggles that we wear are not going to help. In fact, the only goggles I was able to find were the kind you use when you snorkel. But I thought wearing those creates a law enforcement effect.
Yeah, but you've got on goggles. Isn't a goggle for night vision?
I don't know, and I don't think that it really matters, does it?
Yes, you're saying it just looks good.
It looks good. Now, that sounds stupid. In fact, it sounds asinine, bordering on absurd. But I feel that our guys need... Oh, God.
Oh, what happened?
The guy just went by again. What are you doing?
Get the plane.
Yeah, I know, but are you putting the flares out in the street? Jay, we missed the Mitsubishi. He just sailed by at about 60. And I swear to God, he flipped me off or something. You see that?
Sorry.
Well, he's laughing. And if there's one thing I don't like...
So, the Mitsubishi, you wanted to do the flare drop?
Yes, the guy just went by again. We got to get far ahead of him. I'm trying to tell Pavel here. We have to get far ahead of him, Billy, so that when the guy is... and get the flares out in the street, for God's sake. What are you doing?
I was listening to you. He was talking.
I may be talking, but what are you doing? You're standing there picking your rear end.
Get the flare. Get rid of that.
Get rid of that.
I just bought it.
I don't care. Get rid of it. He's got a... What is this thing? Do you tell these guys they're allowed to eat licorice?
I don't know.
Well, do you?
No, I don't.
Well, get rid of that. Get rid of the ice cream cup. I don't believe it.
That is totally... Let me talk to Billy. Billy? Hey, Billy.
I am Mr. Stanos.
You're not supposed to be eating no ice cream or sucking down on a Twizzler.
Well, it was the green kind. What difference does that make?
What difference does it make?
I thought you said red. Let me give me the phone.
What are you telling these guys about Twizzler?
I'm telling them you can't eat and you can't have anything.
We got to get going. Let's go. See, this makes me look like an ass. This is the first time I've been on the radio.
We're talking with General Jay, or excuse me, we're talking with...
My name is Major Elvis Newton, Jay.
Yes, sir, I know that. I'm sorry.
This night is going from bad to worse. Bad to worse. Get ahead of that Mitsubishi. You see that guy up there?
Yeah.
Let's go. Gun it. Step on it. Jay, we want to do a flare drop, and I know people listening want to hear us do a flare drop, and I feel like the world's biggest ass.
Well, I think you're going to be able to, sir. I'm sorry to distract you.
Well, no, you didn't distract me, but you're... A lot of these questions you're asking me.
Well, all right, let's see if you can get the... Let's get this flare stop, okay?
Well, it's called a frontal flare drop. Right, yeah, there we go. Yeah, see you later. You watch me now, buddy. Huh? You watch me now, the next light. I'm going to be flare dropping you. Flare drop. He doesn't even know what that is.
A lot of people don't, you know.
Well, he's going to find out. He's going to find out fast, too.
You want to do a flare drop?
What do you think I've been doing? Did you hear that?
Hey, you. Pull it over up here.
Huh?
My name's Major Elvis Newton of the city. You see this sign on the side of the truck?
Oh, this guy.
All right, well, I'll tell you, we're going to take a break. We come back, you'll have a flare drop.
The what?
We'll be right back, okay? This is Jay Santos, the Citizens Auxiliary. This is Jay Santos, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, with Major Elvis Newton. They're about ready to do a frontal flare drop. I think he got himself ahead of that Mitsubishi, an individual he feels and does now suspect of going at excessive rate of speed. We'll be right back on the Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch.
Pull it over up at the
Phil Henry Show.
Yeah. Up at that gas station. Pull it over. Don't screw around now. You promise?
And thank you very much, everyone. This is Jay Santos, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and I'm very grateful to have the opportunity to be broadcasting here with you tonight and be telling you all about everything we do at the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We are a volunteer police agency, yes, but I don't want you to get the wrong idea that we're some sort of, you know, neighborhood watch or bunch of, we're paddling out there. I don't mean to be crude, but we're not out there just a bunch of guys that paddle it. We're out and we're doing due diligence. We're doing due diligence to keep people from hurting each other and hurting you more poorly. And we're trying to keep, save lives. And we've done an awful lot in the, let's see, this is 2013. We started in 1997. That's 3 + 3 = 6. And then there was 10 years in the middle. That's 10 + 6. That's 16 years that the Citizens Auxiliary Police has been protecting and saving lives here in our area, which is South Bay area of where we live, but there's Citizens Auxiliary Police units all over America. There's the Gator Brigade in Florida. We got Beaver Brigade and Beaver Battalion in Portland, Oregon. We got the West Texas Range Riders, New York State Simulated Police, the Pennsylvania Keystone Coalition. We have the Michigan Squad, Indiana Sub Squad. They're everywhere, and we're there to do the work that the police are unable to do, can't seem to find time for it. We've had some run-ins with the police. You know, there have been moments where we've sort of stood chest to chest and sort of it's been tense. But, you know, we respect each other, and we back off. Let me get over now to our phone, and Major Elvis Newton is out with Billy Pyvel, and Billy is one of our triple sub commanders, which is not a high rank. That's actually low, low, low. If you're triple sub, the higher you go. If you only have a single sub, if it's one sub, then you're higher than that. Then you become a commando, not a commander, but a commando. We have two commandos, Commando Biffwell, Commando Bodden, and Commando Lawrence. So all two, or that's three.
Yeah, okay. Jay, this is Major Elvis Newton.
Yes, Major Newton.
Okay, and we have stopped here at what looks like an AMPM mini mark. We missed him the last time, but it wasn't Billy's fault. He made a left turn, and we were ahead of the turn. I looked down the road with my binoculars, and I saw that he had turned and gone in to a house. But we're going to stay here because he's coming out now, and I've got money that says he turns right and comes back up this street.
So you anticipated he continued down a street, but instead he turned?
Yes, he did. He turned and went to a house. I don't know if that's where he lives.
Now, at what point, a lot of people are going to ask, at what point do you say, well, I guess the guy lives there, and I missed out, and I got to move?
Well, that's what separates the men from the boys. That's what separates the Citizens Auxiliary Police from your run-of-the-mill cop. We don't give up. I'm not saying that the police give up, but we really don't give up. We will stay on it and stay on it and stay on it, literally, until we feel that there's no point any longer to what we're doing. There's no point, not just to the operation of doing a flare drop, there's no point to the whole idea of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. That's how long we stay with it.
All right, so has he come out of the house?
Well, he has, and so I told Billy Pyvel to start busting out the flares. Now, this time, Billy, make sure the flare drop is right, okay? Go across the street. And what we'll do, as you know, Jay, we will make the flare drop so wide, so all-encompassing, that he can't go around it. Right after that double yellow line. Bring the flare in, there you go. Do another one. Do it all the way here until the flares meet at this top of this pyramid. That's it. Here comes the last flare. Oh, that son of a bitch. You believe that?
What'd he do?
He went over the double yellow. He went around on the double yellow. And he's yelling. Okay, that did it. Let's go, Billy.
What about the flares?
Leave them. Leave the flares. Don't pick them up and put them in the truck. No.
Anyway,
you're going to burn. We'll burn alive, Billy. Billy wanted to pick the flares up. Unless there's people listening who believe that we're unprofessional and we've got our thumb shoved, you know. I believe me, folks, it's all under control. Leave the flares there. Leave that there. No, you don't need your ice cream. Leave that, will you please? And leave the hot dog bun.
There's a dog in it.
Well, then eat the hot dog and get... Okay, Jay, so we're going to... This guy's cute. He's real cute.
Now, what this guy did was you guys started to do the flare drop.
That's right. We did the flare drop. But we only extended the flares out to the double yellow line, and he went around the double yellow line. And as he drove by, he did something that is very standard. It doesn't bother us. We've seen it before. He dropped his pants. Not a problem. Seen it before.
Yeah, folks, this is something that the Citizens Auxiliary Police has dealt with over the years. And you know what? To you punks out there, we know who you are, and I know who you are, and everything, you drop your pants all live long day. Doesn't matter to us.
That's exactly right. Very well said, Jay. You can drop your pants till the cows come home, and it will not dissuade us from taking you punks off the street. So, Jay, we're getting into the Subcommander Cruiser, which is actually, in this case, this is Billy's sister's excursion.
All right.
And we're on our way now to catch this lousy punk.
And this is the Citizens Auxiliary Police broadcast. I'm Jay Santos. We're going to take a phone call, if you don't mind, General. I'm not General. I'm so sorry, sir.
No, I'm not a general. I'll never be a general. I don't want to be a general. I could be a general if I wanted to, but I don't want to be one. That's what I keep telling you guys. Why do you keep wanting me to be a general? Well, sir, I'm sorry.
That seems to be the...
What are you doing on the phone?
I felt like talking to you on the phone. That seems to be the high rank.
I know, but I don't want to be a general. Most of the guys that are the heavy hitters down south are colonels. You ever thought about that? There's not one general down there. All colonels.
Well, sir.
No, not well, sir. What was Colonel Sanders? A colonel.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Colonel Sanders, not General Sanders. You imagine General Sanders' chicken? I bet you it would have tasted like it came out of his pants. Ah. All right, Jay, so we're on our way.
All right, we're going to get a phone call up here. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine, but I...
All right, let's go to... Oh, we got to take a break, and then we're going to come back on a phone call. Okay, Major Newton?
Yeah, all right, it's fine. I'm in the middle. We're crime fighting here, so you do whatever you got to do. Come on, catch up to him. Get rid of the hot dog and get rid of the ice cream and step on it, will you? Sorry.
That's all right. Major Elvis Newton showing us how it's done here tonight on the Phil Henry Show. I'm Jay Sounds.
Step on it, will you? Get it away!
Phil Henry.